Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dog Radio.
P.M. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Yeah. Smoke what you smoke, drink what you drink. Drinking every Wednesday, we make it feel like a week. Yeah, pull up a chair, score the key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Draz. Keep his nine like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. Hit with the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit.
Give it a list.
Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit it. Play some new school with a whole lot of energy.
Yeah.
Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois.
Yeah.
You are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Boy.
Yeah, you know what it is, Savage, your freshness, man. Get it in once again. Wednesday, you know how we do it. Thanks to the office today, you feel what I'm saying? And cut, you know what it is, man. It's Wednesday, man. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. It's your boy, Corey the Great, Fresh Air, the People's Player. Running a little late today, Joe Fresh, back from the Victoria's Secret fashion show. You feel me, Joe? Man, you know, hey, you ain't living until you've been to the damn, to the Victoria's Secret fashion show, you feel me? So, hey, check game, though. You know, we got a fresh start. We got a couple things going on, a lot of shit going on we got to talk about. We got to talk about the Legal Dopies coming up next week. You know what that is.
Dopies.
The Dopies coming soon. We got to talk about our guest next week, GLC. Chi-Town representative, so I'm excited about that. We're going to touch on that, you feel what I'm saying?
Actually, we're real excited.
That's dope. That's dope. So we're going to touch on the boy. I got some new music from him, too. He probably going to be surprised how we got it. Again, you got to watch us because we get it in like that, you know. So, yeah, but like I said, though, you know what it is, man. It's Wednesday. And we're going to keep the party rolling, man. Kick it off with a little music. You dig? Man, shout out to Burkett, man, because Burkett is freaking out, man. So thirsty for the Rick Ross joints. Oh, well, we got Rick Ross tickets to give away today. You know, so, like I said, man, we're going to make it. All right, TN for parentheses go down. You feel what I'm saying? So, hey, man, quarter key. Kick that off real quick. First thing you come up to, fam, hit the play button, man. We're going to play a song today. You feel me? We're going to get some folks addicted. That didn't work, did it? How you wanted it to? Oh, too, man. Welcome back to the boy Friday night, too, man, because he disappeared on this last week. You know what I mean? Shout out to, hey, I tell you what, man, Rick Ross needs to come to the hood more often, man, because shout out to all the people who early, that's never early, staff.
Right.
Straight up. Shout out to all of those people, man. So here goes some music, man. I don't know where it's going. Boy? I was just going to play my... Man, I got new music from my uncle, too, man. Shout out to my uncle Snoopy, man. New music, man. Get it there. Let's do that, man. Do it.
Yeah. It's your boy. Block life on deck. I'm in real life, high definition for you niggas. Told you niggas I don't even do this shit. Yeah. Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it. Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it. Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it.
59-50 when your boy start capping.
Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it. Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it. Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it.
59-50 when your boy start capping.
You picked the wrong day, I got a motherfucking attitude. You took the long way, now with my gun, I'm slapping you. I don't like to play, just cop the K. Straight act a fool, I just like to spray. Count the K, work with my tools. You don't want a bullet in case of the emergency. You don't want these bullets, have you laid up in emergency. Think shit sweet, I bag you. Ziploc, knock you off your feet, they say I'm violent. Tupac, why you wanna try me? No free samples. Why you wanna try me? Bring out my handgun, hit you in the day. with me in the daytime. Try me if you wanna die. I'll be leaning when I ride, cause my thumb are close to me. Hope you pack the lunch if you're thinking about poking me. I got anger issues, I need to take some classes. Run up on the kid and you will get blasted. Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it. Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it. Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it.
5950, where the boys start capping.
Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it. Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it. Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it.
5950, where the boys start capping.
When I cock the hammer, I ain't talking soda. White powder in the pot of the Coca-Cola. Big banger in the coupe, it'll knock you over. Big chopper on the roof, it'll knock you over. This ain't to know you, you can hear the clap. When you see the strap, brains in your lap. I got a sick mind, blame it on the trap. Two-fifths of the Remy and a game of craps. Roll the dice, roll your life. Burn a freezing nigga like I'm throwing ice. I'm married to this cake, bitch, you could throw the rice. Chop and put the burn on you, there goes your night. And probably weak, they can't find his feet. They pumping on his chest, his pulse weak. His jaw gone, and he can hardly speak. His eyes open, but he probably sleep.
Key West Corporation,
you gon' get it all up, you gon' get it all up.
Maybe we can take a trip on the sea, just enjoy the breeze.
Anything that you need is possible to achieve.
You gon' get it all up, you gon' get it all up. You gon' get it all up, now you ain't gon' get it all up.
A toast to the chicks, nails done, toes matching. Lip gloss popping, checking your reflection. Baby girl a superstar, she got me so attracted like. Nah, I ain't a trick, but if she want it, she can have it. Gucci this, Prada that, my baby love fashion. And after all this had, I give her carrots, no rabbit. Throwing up a diamond in the girl face, bragging shine. Carter John Johnson, either way, my man bossing. And she don't play about her head, do no whacking. And she don't do the bra unless the bottom half matching. Baby super flossy, go gay swagger. She my fairy tale lover, plus she bumped the magic dragon. And then she get mad and be like, I don't like shine. Cause when we was in the mall, I saw a person couldn't have it. I walk off laughing, and when we in the whip, man. Now the bar for coupe and all the magic couldn't fit in.
Anything that you need is possible to achieve.
You gon' get it all up, you gon' get it all up. You gon' get it all up, now you ain't gon' get it all up.
Prada this, Gucci that, bag, panties and bra.
Made our way through the mall, got everything that you saw.
You gon' get it all up, you gon' get it all up. You gon' get it all up, now you ain't gon' get it all up.
I raise my glass in honor of true one night standers. Waking up early, getting your shit together. Can't believe you actually did it, you know better. But the ride was off the chain and know you've never been wetter. And now you at work and it's tough to hang close. Cause every time you panic move, you think you found that nigga. You figured only once, but the first time you call him, got you texting 2 a.m. Wake up, I'll be there in a minute. And this time I'ma try to take control. But the rhythms out the nation stroke is from another planet. And now you say my life is like an island, it's a stranded. Had a coming on schedule, you were thinking nigga planned it.
Girl.
I think he can see the shit, no tissue. And one day he gon' probably have a jet, no issue. He cracked me open, had me going nuts. Cap shit, he made me drip, drop it in the box, no bathroom.
Enjoy the breeze. Anything that you need is possible to achieve.
You gon' get it all up, you gon' get it all up. You gon' get it all up, now you ain't gon' get it all up.
Hey, you know what it is, Joe. That was part of the great. Hey, man, so,
you know.
It's Wednesday. We got Quarter to Great.
Quarter to Great. Mr. Mayman make rap like this. Fresh other people's play heard.
Hey, so you know what it is, man. Man, how you doing, brother? You all good?
Thanks, man. I'm blessed by the best. I can't even trip, man. You know, everything's looking like it's supposed to. It's another Wednesday. Of course, I love Wednesdays. It's one of my favorite days of the week. Hey, I know a couple people was wondering who was wrong with me earlier today via Facebook, fam. I was very under the weather this morning, man. I get a little personal with y'all. My thermostat is the furnace in the crib broke overnight. Like it exploded.
You just took a person to tell me that today too. Somebody else.
Yeah, overnight. It messed up overnight. And I don't know if y'all know it, but me and cold air ain't really that good of friends. So this morning when I woke up, I couldn't even move for real. So I had to stay where I was at, and chilled out. But like I say, man, it's Wednesday. Y'all know I love Wednesdays, man. So I started to cancel the show. But instead, I just took a whole bunch of real hot showers, and then I soaked in a hot bathtub, you know, for a couple hours so I could be here to work with y'all tonight, man. So you know what it is, man. It's Illegal Dope Boys, and we get y'all addicted. You know how we do. Fresh Other People's Blair. Shout out to Friday Night. He's definitely a legal dope boy now.
Hey, man.
Shout out to the boy Kickstand, the fourth man, J5 the Fly Guy, Freddie Free. What's up, Joe?
Hey, man, I ain't asking him how you doing no more because he took all of the time up. I've been waiting for 2 weeks for somebody to ask me how I was doing, and nobody asked me.
That was actually my next question, fam, but I was gonna do it like this, though. I was going to say, it looks like you got some interesting shit to talk about tonight. You know what I'm saying, as far as what we do, as far as news, because, like, Kickstand ain't the only one that got news for us, but he just got the news you can use. But us, on the other hand, you know, we got that hood news. We got all the other shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know how I go. So how was your day, brother?
Ah, man. You know me, Corey the Great. If I was a piece of cheese, I'd be all Gouda. No, I can't complain, though, real talk, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man, I got a couple serious issues to tackle. Got a couple fun things to talk about. Like you said, you know, as y'all saw in the promotions, we got Rick Ross tickets to give away. Not quite sure how we're going to do that. That's always fun. You know, we got Friday night to lean on if we need some kind of trivia or something. You feel me? But, yeah, we got a nice little one lined up, though, too, at the same time. So we're going to figure that out because we got a Christmas song because, you know, Christmas is X amount of days away, so make sure we get y'all in the spirit, legal dope style, you feel me? Yeah, that's about it, though. Quarter to great. Still mingling, diddy bopping, what you got going on over there?
Yeah, I'm still doing my thing, man. Just trying to make sure everything's everything, working out all the kinks.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, man, you want to do another time? Now, the line is shaking. We're going to get to y'all in a minute. Everybody keep hold. We're going to get back to y'all in a minute. Play some music, man. Let's get addicted. That's what we do. We got a radio show. You feeling that?
Yeah.
All right. Friday night coming in about 10 minutes or so. You know, 10, 15 minutes. I guess around 20 minutes now. 18 or so. We're going to make that happen. We got also, too, Nuki Lad. That was a sneak peek right there, it looked like. Nuki Lad.
Bounce. Shout out to D-Lad, man. Hey, man, D-Lad got a big party coming up, too, man.
BMG Blackout. Club Oasis. I'm going to get some more details for you before the show is over, but I can tell you it's on. It's just across 10th Street in Waukegan at the Oasis on Victory. And ironically enough, it's Victoria on the North Chicago side. I'm lying. It's Lincoln, huh? It's Lincoln. It's on Lincoln. Check that. It's on Lincoln. Get the details for you later on because I don't want to butcher it no more. But the BMG Blackout, put it on the scale in stores on the 14th, I believe, and the party is on the 17th. BMG Blackout.
Mixtape drop on the 14th, party on the 17th. So like I say, man, I gotta do this, man. I gotta do this. Shout out to Dre.
Dread the Mad DJ.
Reverend No Go.
I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me.
Ha! That's my nigga. I love that shit, man.
You know that shit,
Dre. Huh? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, we gotta ride for the DJ Dre mix, man. We might play it again though because. After I played the mix, I had people hitting me on Facebook like, man, I need that mix for my whip. And I'm tripping. I'm like, nigga, the mix only like 8 minutes long, so you just go back an 8 minute mix? You know what I'm saying? And they like, yeah.
So yeah, shout out to Dre, man. That's good looking on the mix too, you know. Trying to keep hip hop alive too. That's pretty much what it all comes back down to.
Yeah. I actually had a conversation with a dude today, out of Miami. Via Facebook, and his name is MJ, he rhymes. I haven't heard any of his shit yet, but he got swag through the roof, and you know, swag sells nowadays, so, but I had a conversation with dude, and you know, I was just kind of telling him, like, that's really what we up to, you know, we just trying to keep hip-hop alive, man, we just trying to make sure that we keep the culture alive out here where we at. Because it's like a lot of people out here that's trying to make it but haven't made it yet. You know, shout out to Cooley G, man. Shout out to Drek, man. Shout out to my boy Rock. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of the niggas out here that's trying to do it and still trying to do it. And that's my thing, because you're still trying to do it. You know what I mean? And like I said on one of my lines, man, because, you know, I'm doing a drug-related mixtape. And like I said on one of my lines, man, even if I don't make it, I'm still going to continue to make music because this is my vice. This is my drug. I'm addicted. No pun intended. You know what I'm saying? So
wait till you hear the intro.
I'm going to continue to do, you know, what I can do to feed y'all as, you know, people from my hood or from other hoods, because it's crazy. I'm looking online and there's a lot of people online from different states and shit. We actually got some people calling in from different countries.
Australia.
We are. There's some people that have been listening in Australia.
You have
been
listening in Hawaii.
You know what I'm saying? So Australia, man, that's crazy. That's big. So we're going to actually have some Australian artists on the show soon, hip-hop artists. So, you know, really going to be crossing over real soon, and we got the Legal Dopey Awards coming up. You know what I'm saying? We got the big 1 year, 2 hour bash. You know what I'm saying? We got D Last Party coming up, man. We got all kind of records being released. Block Life dropping another mixtape for the people for free.
BMG.
The BMG mixtape, Block Life Volume 3. Man, Lad, December 14th, put it on the scale. Young Staff in January, the walking autograph. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna hit y'all with the drug related, and probably in February maybe. But I think I'm on Jack Kanye's idea. Starting this Friday. How about Thursday? Starting Thursday.
How dare you?
I don't want to do it on Wednesday. I thought about it, but, well, okay, fine, because I thought about that. So I'm going to do it on Wednesday, but every Wednesday I'm going to upload a new song from drug-related mixtape on YouTube. Also, if you email, text, fax, inbox me on Facebook, your email address, I will send you the whole Bigger Than Love mixtape free of charge up until January 1. Okay? 1,300 sold so far. We looking real good. Yeah. So, yeah, like I say, man, it's going to be a real good end of the year. Sliding into a great year. So,
let's step into a caller.
Let's do that.
Caller number 12.
Let's do that. Caller number 12, 532, you on the line.
Hey, fellas, this is Miss Hollywood. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, long time no here. I had to tune back in. I've been gone for a minute.
It has been a minute, too. What's going on, Miss Hollywood?
None, just chilling. You know how we do. Just relaxing, trying to stay low, taking care of business.
That's what's up, and you're getting addicted. That's a good thing.
All the time. So this is my new number, so when y'all see this, you know to pull me in.
Okay, that's what it is. You got any shout-outs?
I want a shout-out to myself, because I've been working so hard, and I just deserve to pat myself on the back.
God.
Hey, you know what, Miss Hollywood?
What's that?
I want to call a rap with you about some business shit, too. You know what I'm saying? I want to see if we can't pull a business merger in with your company and the Legal Dope Radio Show and see can we make that work some kind of way.
That'll definitely work.
Like, as far as you and your marketing company, I mean, as far as you and your marketing department or whatever, I don't know how that'll work, but let's see if we can work something out, though.
Sounds like a plan. You know I'm a businesswoman, always about business.
I've been tripping for a long time, too. Now that I just thought about that right now, so I'm going to lock you in to make sure we talk about that.
Sounds good.
All right.
And I want to shout y'all out, too. Besides myself, I want to shout y'all out because y'all are doing a good job, and I'm going to keep getting addicted.
That's love.
I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Hey, well, you know what? This for you, then.
Hey, you know what, too, real quick, Miss Hollywood? Make sure you be around next week for the Legal Dope Awards, too. You know what I mean? Just come check in with us, you know, get it in with us, because we're going to have a nice little award show next week.
Most definitely. I'll come out and show my support.
That's love. This for you, this for you, Ms. Ivy.
Thank you. I already know what it is. Thank you, honey.
Walk her ass off in a whip, came in with a rock. I'm so amazed when I see that thick fine ass. Walk her ass off.
Hey, check game, fam. You know what it is. The Legal Dope Boys, Carter the Great.
May rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air, the people's player.
Jay Potter, Fly Guy, Kickstand, the Floor,
yeah.
Man, Joe, Freddie Free. Big shout out to Freddie Free, fam, because he tightened them jewels up for us, you know. I mean, hey, we got Christmas jewels for us. That's all I got to say, man. Shout out to Freddie Free, man. We doing it in the real Legal Dope fashion, you know.
Let me give him a second. Let me give him just a
moment. Come on over, honey, and give your Uncle Dolomite a kiss. Well, what you want, baby?
Won't you tell me a story?
You want me to tell you a story?
Hell yeah, me too.
Yes, honey. I'm going to tell you a story about the badass Easy E. He was drinking whiskey and gin at the age of 3. Listen and listen well. He's a bad motherfucker.
Give me that goddamn book. Here, let me read you this one. Christmas in Compton. It was a silent night. Yes, a holy night. Until Mr. Claus turned into Santa motherfucking, right?
I'm done.
motherfucking Christmas and have a fucked up
Dread the Mad DJ.
Reverend No.
Yeah, hey, shout out to Fred Freeman Joe, because that was the first song in the Legal Dope Christmas. You know, we getting it in like such. You know how we do with him as far as that kind of thing go. We wishing y'all a Merry Christmas in the Legal Dope type of way.
Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Hey, real talk, man. Cliff Lee just signed for $140 million. He gonna have a Merry Christmas. Hey, check it out. So,
shout out to the Yankees.
It's 9:30, so friends of the show know what that means.
Know what time it is.
You know, I enjoy saying friends of the show because it's definitely friends of the show. So, yeah, you know, definitely friends of the show. Blues Way Shoes. Hey, so we're going to get to my man in a minute, about 22 seconds or so. We're going to get to Friday night. Make that happen because my man was missing in action last week. Pardon body. So we're going to get to my man in a minute. Just like such. That right there was Eazy-E. Shout out to Fred Freeman. He made that happen. And we got a Christmas song like such every Wednesday up until Christmas. So we definitely going to make that happen. So, drum roll please. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Hey, man, Family Guy is the funniest shit in the world. Pretty good anticipation.
Family Guy is pretty funny.
It ain't gonna be in that. Fuck it. All right, whatever it is then. All right, so we're gonna go to the straight baller that I know. You know what I'm saying? This player, this innovator.
Hey man, I'm gonna tell you, I was tripping. I was freaking out on Facebook and shit the other day. You know, promoting the show, Legal Dope Radio. You know how we do. Number one, underground hip hop in Lake County. You know how it go. Hey, so look, we got Friday night coming up, man. You know, my man, he gonna give y'all the, you know, the breakdown of what y'all need to know. You know, we'll make it do what it do. You know?
I thought you knew.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely thought you knew. All right, so you ready to do it? Not quite yet. Too much to pull, too much to play with.
All right, well, we'll just do it how we know how to do it, man.
What up, though? What up, Mike? Who's this? The Smokey, man. Where y'all going to the studio?
Man, nigga.
Fuck you, dude. Let's check this shit out right here, nigga. When you get your motherfucking business straight and your hustle game up, then hit my phone.
Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone. Hit my phone.
I can feel your war.
Hit my phone. Hit my phone.
From a
zone
to a quarter.
Hit my phone.
Hit my phone.
Hit my phone.
Hit my phone.
I get money, 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 man, it don't stop. Phone keep ringing, don't need no alarm clock. Hey, my car hot. Hey, it's time to park. Take what I need, the rest in the glove compartment. Don't be texting me, talking old. Nigga, call me, talking cold. My phone a hotline, like this is. Way I set up stock, you would think I had a business. Yeah, I supply your whole wish list. And I keep a gun, you think I play for the wizard. I am no arena. Free sacks for everybody. Marketing genius. You a dreamer. I make shit happen. Tax return was short. I pay no tax. Yeah, I'm taxing.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just a beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen, Friday night.
Too kind, too kind, man, too kind. It's your boy Friday night. I was listening in action, I know. But Nick was here. I was listening in action, but I was still getting addicted. I just couldn't make it to do my little spot because I was busy. Shout out to the boys, though. First of all, let me put dirt on blast. That fool just rolled one swole like a broken iron, but it wasn't his stuff. Anyway, let's go right back to what it is, man. What's good, host?
What's good, Friday?
What's good with the host today?
Hey, what's happening, man? You know, I'm feeling good, Friday.
Hey.
How about you?
I'm coming to the crib with the blind man. All those of y'all that don't know about the blind man, go back and you'll figure out what the blind man is. That's the staple where I come from. But I'm coming to the crib with the blind man, fresh air.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming to the crib with the blind man, and we're going to have everybody on. What's the business anyway? Hey, I want to thank you guys for the forum once again, keeping what I love alive. I like what y'all was talking about. We was talking about, you know, keeping it alive and being true because, you know, that's what I did. So I like the way you're going, and, you know, and I just want to thank you fellas once again for the opportunity and just your continued service to the game. You know, it's good out there where y'all are, you know, and the show is really dope, as usual, and there are no excuses for getting addicted, people. If you know what I was doing last week and I still was getting addicted, nobody should make an excuse for that. A lot of hot music coming from that area, too. I'm digging it, man. So let me give my shout out. I want to hear that Rock Life, and I want to hear that Hot 16 from the Fresh Air. I want to hear that Shug, and I want to hear that all them quarter keys, so y'all make sure y'all do that because I got all my folks in Cali. For all y'all that don't know, I live in Cali. We rally around our radios. Wednesday night has become a staple in my hood. You better ask somebody if you didn't know. Wednesday night, we more of us together on Wednesday night, you know, we was watching a basketball game or something. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it's all good, man, but like I said, I'd like to thank you guys again for keeping hip-hop alive, man. I just want to speak a few things, you know, today. That's what I like to do because, you know, I'm old school. Like I said, if it ain't golden age of hip-hop, I kind of really just go through the motions, you know, because I just think they're responsible for so much, man. And I was just thinking the other day when I was riding around, I was like, you know what I mean? I was just thinking about hip-hop being responsible for, you know, a different type of vernacular or language for those of us who are challenged. That's what vernacular means. You know, the different trends and things that hip-hop has done, you know what I mean? And, you know, maybe y'all would expound on some things that you guys remember, or a caller or two, because I got a lot of respect for some callers there. There's one lady that called in. She's really nice. I can't think of her name, but when I hear her today, I'll let you know about her. But I was just thinking about the fashion and, you know, and it's just the language, man. You remember stuff like Rock the Mic, you know? You know, hip-hop put that in the mainstream. You remember Sucker? You used to call a mother Sucker, you know, tell me to come correct. And, oh, this was a big one to me. Remember Skeezer? Wow. You know, check yourself. Death. You know, words like that, man. Right. Words that we don't even think about. You know, or hip-hop song words, you know, today is more of a business than an art, you know, and I really know that you two brothers realize that, man. That's what, like I said, what makes you guys so important to the game, that you know the difference between art and business, you know what I mean? You don't have to be deaf anymore, you know, all you have to do is just hear a little Wayne song and just copy it. You know what I mean? And you know, basically. All you got to do is just copy somebody else's stuff. And see, that's what makes you guys real good. because you guys are original, you know what I mean? You know, because if there is no more originality in hip hop, it's really, really underground. I mean, you know, it's just taking a turn nowadays. You know, a person can put out 12 albums and a mixtape and have a 9-to-5. I mean, that's dedication, man. I mean, that's what you guys are all about. You know, that's dedication. You guys got 9-to-5, and you're putting out music, and you're struggling, and you got sweat, and you're touching it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I agree with you that the times are different now, but, you know, we gotta move on. We gotta move on. We gotta keep it together. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's, you know, it just got to be a time where we have to realize that we have to keep it together, and I really appreciate what you guys are doing. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, man. You know, we're trying, man. It's just, you know, it's a process, and we understand the process. You know what I mean? So we just try to stay within us, stay grounded, and keep grinding. You know what I'm saying?
You have to keep grounded.
I know that, man. That's like I said. I
respect you guys' opinions, Fresh Air, and my favorite rapper, which is Quarter T, if y'all didn't know that. That's who he is. You know what I mean? It's you know, I don't know. It's the one thing you do, like I say, I just tolerate and respect what hip-hop, the path it has taken, you know what I mean? But it's really different than it was, you know what I mean? As we continue to be shaped, and, you know, like I say, have to continue to influence people. That's why I appreciate you guys, you know what I mean? You know, just think about it. Just think about the effect that hip-hop had on society. Blunts. They wasn't smoking blunts. Who knew what a blunt was until hip-hop and, you know, it brought that. Who knew about bling-bling? You know what I mean? You know, it's just hip-hop is the ruler. You know what I mean? Like I say, they didn't think it would last, but, you know, look at it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like I say, I appreciate your service, man, but then you got to think about how people turn it back on you when you try to reach back for hip-hop because they don't understand it. Look what they did to Missy. Missy tried to save hip-hop single-handedly. And look what happened to her. I mean, you know, they dogged Missy. You know what I mean? So, now, you know, just be careful and just, you know, do it the right way. And I trust you guys with my hip-hop because I love her. Because the Fresh Air, I can tell you, I ain't never liked nobody in my life before. My mother told me I didn't have to share when I was a kid. I ain't had to have no girlfriend. I ain't never liked nobody but hip hop. That's the only thing I really ever liked, you know. So, y'all have to take care of us because, you know, it is the thing. So, what's up with the Rick Ross thing, man? Y'all can now let me know. I'd have been in the camp. I would like to get out on that, man. I didn't get to the Victoria's Secret Passion Show. I mean, y'all just getting laid me all out, man. What's the business on that?
I mean, you know, man. Like I say, man, it's all about being there, brother. You already know what
I hear. Man, I know what it's all about, but I'm trying to figure out how come that y'all didn't have my people call your people or nothing. Y'all didn't send me no telegrams or smoke signals or you could have left a message at the desk, anything. But it's all good, man, because I still want to just let you know that I'm coming to town with the blind man. And we're going to be able to throw the money up in there. I'm just going to take it easy. And just kick back, you know. Like I say, I'm getting it with me and my boy Dirt. He rolls and swole like a broken arm, but ain't he is though. So you know, I never seen him do that before. But that's another talk show. We ain't gonna go into that, man. But I want to ask y'all one question.
Come on, go ahead.
I want to dispel a myth that I have, man. A lot of people think that Run DMC was the first act to be on national television, and that just burns me up, man. You understand what I'm saying? That just burns me up because there was a group out there that was the first group to be on national television. I'm going to give you the name of the group, the Funky Four Plus One. They was the first group. They was on Saturday Night Live, believe it or not. You know what I mean? The music said, this is the thing. They had a girl on there in their crew. I want anybody out there to tell me the name of the female that was in Funky 4 Plus 1. And she was hot. And I want somebody out there to tell me the name of that female. And if you can do that, you are a real hip-hop junkie.
Alright, Friday night, I'll tell you what. That's a little too tough for the Rick Ross question. We're going to tie that in some kind of way, maybe some backstage passes.
Oh, yeah, that'll last forever. But what I want to know is people chiming in on what hip-hop meant to him. You know, did it make you wear a bigger tie and a jumpsuit? I mean, what did it do to you? How did it make you feel? I mean, you know, did you just come in smoking bucks? You know, because
hey,
I went through the whole genre. I know the whole gamut of hip-hop.
Don't even trip. Hey.
You know, it influenced me a lot of different ways. It had me wearing gaiters at one time. One time I was wearing tennis shoes. I was wearing jumpsuits. I had my pants inside out. I mean, where did you come in at? That's what I want to know. Do people recognize where they come in at? Because you don't know where you come. You don't know where you're going. So where did
yeah.
you come in at, Fresh Air? Because I know where you came in at. You came in.
Man, come
in the
on, man.
The first song
I came in
heard.
With gold chains, man. Gold chains and flat top.
Uh-huh.
I came in with gold chains and flat tops, man. Rakim, man. Pull up a chair and I'm going to tear shit
up.
That's the first time I tatted
a perfect cut. Call me. Hey, let me tell you something, Fresh Air, people's player. Man, you went to see Frankie Beverly and Nate. You was the only one with a jersey on.
Man, two of us. Me and another dude. He had a bunch of ice on. It was two of them. I had a Larry Bird jersey on, fam. I had a Denver Nuggets Orlando Warriors on. Hey, man, I gotta go Friday night, man. I gotta go Friday night.
Surprise, dude. I just hollered at y'all. We get the bitches over here because that's how we do. We get a bitch, man. We got two laptops, we got a radio, we got two phones. And we got all of them raring, you know, at the same time. We get addicted. We got the zoos, wham, wham. We drinking the whole stuff with our head and the feet.
Friday night.
Just chilling.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was your man Friday night. You know what it is with my man, man. He gets it and he comes through with the you dig, man. Friday night coming in the hood, man. Hey, it's a money storm coming to a club near you, man. Friday night, Fresh at the People's Play, Quarter to Great, man. Don't even trip Joe. Hey, Quarter to Great.
May. There's a lot of shit that was going on.
Hey, we definitely got Rick Ross tickets coming up. It could be any minute. It could be random. I might take a caller and say they're yours. I might have a trivia. I might do an Easter egg hunt. You never know what's going to happen with them tickets. You know what I mean? Anything
but
can happen.
We'll be giving away, though.
Rick Ross tickets. Shout out to the boy Damo. Shout out to the boy Ruck. Hey, shout out to Meatball Mozzarelli. Fuck you, babe, man.
Shout out to that name.
Ace, Pedal Foe, Power Pusher ENT, man. You know what it is. Hey, Rick Ross tickets. Go ahead, Quarter.
Hey, man, you know what? Like, it's beautiful when motherfuckers just show love. You know what I mean? When it's like it's hood love and it's good love. You know what I'm saying? And they all know it's for a purpose. You know, we all out here trying to do the same thing. We're trying to, you know, we got the same kind of hustles going on. And it's legit and it's good. You know what I'm saying? And we out here trying to make it. And we got what it takes to make it. And we can bring a lot of bread here if everybody just do what they're supposed to do and play their part. And it's just beautiful how everybody play their part, man. And it's just, you know, a whole bunch of captains, man, a bunch of us.
And I hear, like a lot of people say, speaking of playing their part, you know, and this is the, you know, the beginning of the PCA, because like PSA, PC, I got a real important public service announcement I want to make. And I'm going to make it before we get into the thick of the show. You know what I mean? But I do want people to hear this. You know what I'm saying? But your duty as a legal dope fiend is to pass this treat on, you know, every Wednesday, you know, from, you know, Wednesday to Wednesday, you should be telling somebody else about it, because that 11,000 could easily be 22,000, you know, 33,000. And I mean, I don't want to, you know, make it sound overwhelming, but you tell one, each one teach one. Like somebody told me a while back, man sharpens man, like steel sharpens steel.
Right.
Feel me? So, pass this message on. You know, it's legal dope. You know what it is with us. We get it in every Wednesday, 9 o'clock p.m. Charles D. Lack.
Yeah.
New intro. Now, we 1 year strong. Next week, we're going to be 1 year strong. And I say 1 week. We 1 year strong. starting next week, and it's going down. So, like, I appreciate everybody's support, and that's kind of why I made that announcement. We've been doing this for a full year now, full calendar, come next week. You know, and I remember the first show. Believe it or not, I wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this for a year, and it's dope to still be here getting in like such. So I need everybody to keep supporting and showing this love and spreading this love, you know what I mean, because we're here for y'all. So shout-out to us and shout-out to y'all for being here for a full calendar. We have a big party for it. Like I said, next week is the Legal Dope Awards. We're going to have those jumping off, and they're coming to a joint near you. Quarter listening to the new intro. You're freaking out right now. He ain't heard it yet. So, like I said, man, we're having a good time, man. Legal Dope every week, every Wednesday. You know what it is. Hey, shout out to staff and on the answer saying Chi-Rock. No, I'm surprised. So, shout out to staff. We'll figure something out for staff on the tickets. That's about it. Life surprise. He's nothing to his brain. We got the news coming up in about 8 minutes. Kickstand. Get your hands ready. You know what that do. We got that going down. Man, what during the? Hold on. Hey, somebody. We're gonna take a caller. You doing a radio show today?
Huh?
She's doing listen to the intro, man.
Wait, see how it is.
Take a caller, man. Shout out to D-Lab for the intro, man.
Shout out to D-Lab.
He got his headphones on.
Man.
He got his headphones on. Hey, let's go to number two first. We're going to call it number two, man.
Wow.
672, you on the air, man.
How y'all doing?
What's going on? How you doing? Who's this?
This is C-Baby.
Who?
C-Baby.
What's going on, sweetheart?
How y'all doing over there?
Oh, man, we're doing great. How about you?
What's up, Shonda? How you doing, sweetheart?
Number one fan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
what you gonna do? Hey, y'all, look how I'm looking at him. What you gonna do, Cordy King?
Hey, so.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
What I'm gonna do? Hey, how you doing, baby girl? What's going on?
I'm good. Sitting here checking y'all out. This is my second time on here. Want to give y'all a shout out.
So, man, you enjoying the show?
I sure am.
That's what it is.
Sure am. I'm going to be checking y'all out every Wednesday.
Man, 9 to 11. You know what I'm saying? 917-889-8016.
Yep, I sure got y'all locked in. That's what's up.
Hey, well, we're going to go to another caller, man. Thanks for calling in, all right?
No problem.
What? Nothing. What you talking about? Blow the whistle. Boy. Hey, man, big shout out to Ms. Griffin, man. Shout out to my grandma. Her birthday was yesterday, man. You know, like I say, it's like New Year's for me. You know what I'm saying? Every year my grandmother celebrates another birthday. It's like a celebration for everybody. Everybody should be so honored. You feel me? Hey, so shout out to Quarter Key for not blowing the whistle. I repeat, for not blowing the whistle, giving passes out. That, ladies and gentlemen, first time for a pass being given out on the show. We had a presidential pardon.
We definitely just had a presidential pardon.
Straight up.
Because the listener informed that they would be listening.
Right.
Okay. So they informed me that they had been listening.
Hey, this is going to be so much like a real radio station right here, y'all. Go ahead and tell your story.
Right, but listen, though. So, I told her I would take it easy. You know what I'm saying? We would bring her in gradually, and I told her, you know, you listen one time, you won't listen again.
Get addicted. Straight up. That's what we do. You know what I mean? And, well, you know me. I'm fixing my collar and straightening my tie out right now. I mean, part of it is us. Part of it is us. You know what I mean? We bring them out. We keep them here once we get them in. You dig what I'm saying?
It is, though. It's legal dope.
I mean, no, but for real, I've gotten addicted before, and it's a nice show. straight up. I mean, I don't know how y'all get addicted out there, you know, but I shoot mine straight up. Straight up, you know what I mean? And I was away once, and I got addicted. And that was what's up right there, straight up, you know what I mean? So, anyway, man. Hey, check it out, man. We got the news coming up in 4 minutes. I just got a text message say, play a staff joint. Here go that new joint, man. Perk, get addicted.
This is a Cassius Clay production.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple.
Kick that in the fourth, man, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, indeed. How y'all doing, Legal Dope Fellas, Quarter and Fresh Air? That explains it all, fam.
Hey, what's good with you, fam? How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, you know, everything cool. You know, I got a little bit of work ahead of me for the night. It's going to be a long one. But, you know, I always come through. You always see my number on the line. You know I'm always getting addicted. I ain't just a news man. I'm a person that's out there listening. But, yeah, right now I got to give it to you real quick. You know, we got T.I. He locked up for his 11-month bid for violating his probation. Now, I guess the court just set up some type of stipulation. When the man gets out, he cannot return to southern Georgia until he is notified. He got to stay in the northern part of the state. I don't know what else is weird or what else this dude, what they going to do to this dude. He already violated his probation. He's doing 11 months. Now you're going to let him out and tell him he got to stay close to the jail cell. He can't leave it. He can leave, come out of it, but he got to stick real close, keep an eye on him. I guess, you know, they're trying to either soak him up for some info or something, but they won't let him return back down south. And we got Dre, Detox. Now, we didn't, if anybody get addicted like I get addicted, listen to all the music that there is from East Coast to West Coast, South, preferably Midwest. Y'all been waiting for Dre's Detox, just like I have. And now they got a... They say they released a date, but to me it's a release month. February, one of the best months out of the year, might I add. Coming up 2011, it will be released in February. I'm going to wait for it to get pushed to April. So that's what the new thing on Detox. Y'all got anything to add on it? I know y'all be in the mix, catching all the news, you know, word of mouth. Y'all real good. Y'all 360 degrees from everybody. Y'all hear anything on that Detox, an exact date?
He did it, because what I was going to say was, I was just talking about the video shoot for Kush anyway. So they did shot the video for that. Hey, but Friday night said let him get his royalties, man. Go ahead with your news.
Not letting him get his royalties. Then we got a little paper chase, you know. So, you know, niggas do that, stack that paper, get your 100,000s up and whatnot. But as of right now, Drake is getting paid $155,000 per show, and he might do two or three in one night. So big shout out to his wallet because he really getting it.
Drunken wallet.
On the real. Now, y'all know the Grammys is coming up. Big thing going on. We got a whole bunch of people that's getting it in, that's up for getting some. And, you know, it's a good thing to be nominated. It's good to be recognized. So as of right now, I'm going to give y'all just three categories for the 2011 Grammy nominees. For Record of the Year, Nothing on You, B.O.B., featuring Bruno Mars. We got Love the Way You Lie, Eminem, featuring Rihanna. Forget You by CeeLo. Well, we really know it's Fuck You by CeeLo. Empire State of Mind, Jay-Z featuring Alicia Keys. Now, I swear that this been, like, nominated for, like, 2 years already. But that's what's up for the Record of the Year. And then we got a Song of the Year. CeeLo is up. Eminem up for another one. Album of the Year. Eminem up for another one. Then you got, you know, anybody listen to Gaga and Katy Perry. So what? And then we got Best New Artist, Drake, sitting up there real. He real comfortable. He might be pulling this one out. And then let me see, Best Rap Album. Now, this is real fat, but I think some of them might be out of place. We got Adventures of Bobby Ray, BLB, my guy. Then we got Thank Me Later with Drake. We got Recovery, Eminem, and the Blueprint 3, Jay-Z. And then we got The Roots, How I Got Over. So that's going to be a battle because M been getting it on, Drake been getting it on, Jay-Z. He just stuck on.
Yeah, but Drake, what category you were talking about for Drake? Cause I think he in the category with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's Best New Artist.
Yeah, he in the category with Justin Bieber. You know he popped on that straight up.
Yeah, he definitely popped. You got these Bieber fans is going crazy. But what you think about this rap album? You know, I know B.O.B. is my guy, but, you know, he just crossed over and just got a whole bunch of sales and, you know, radio play. But as far as the best rap album between B.O.B., Drake, Eminem, Jay-Z, or The Roots, he been going to pull it because right now M is, like, killing every track that he touch.
Who I think gonna pull it or who I think had it? Who gonna pull it? Eminem gonna pull it.
Yeah, that's a, you know, I'm on the same note. You know, but there's a lot of people who, hey, you might have picked Jay. But, hey, you couldn't hit out the top 10 on MTV, so that's what it is.
He probably did have the best album for real.
I think he's gonna get it.
You know what I'm saying? But Eminem probably gonna win the award though.
Yeah. He gonna pull it. Yep, he definitely gonna pull it. But yeah, you know. What's up?
I think he's gonna pull that one off. I think he's gonna pull off everyone he nominated for. How many he nominated for?
Yeah, I can't see him.
Oh no, he's gonna pull off all 10, what if he pull off all 10 though?
Man, he could pull off all ten.
What if he pull off all 10, though? What if he pull that off?
I send a bottle of Hennessy White to everybody doorstep.
They make that shit?
Yeah, down the TP, baby. Third shelf, fourth bottle over.
Damn, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, all right, Kick, man. Well, come on with the top 10 list, man.
Well, man, that's what the Grammy nominees was, my top 10. You know, I could hit y'all with it. But, you know, don't nobody be calling, shouting me out or nothing. You know, I don't think y'all like the top 10. I think y'all just like to hear my voice. So, there it is. All right,
man. Well,
play your sensitive ass a song, man.
On the real, you know. Good shout out, Rockefeller. Shoot. Couple of guys out here. Man, all y'all niggas get addicted. I know y'all getting it in. This is your boy Kig with your legal dope news. And see y'all next week.
Fresh out of people's player, man. Like I gotta say, man, the number one station for underground hip hop in Lake County. Fresh out of people's player.
Hey, check it out. What we're gonna do now? Go back. Hey, check this out. We're gonna play a song real quick. I'm gonna figure out what that's gonna be real in a minute, right here. We're gonna play a song. And in the second hour, we're gonna get to the nominees for the Dopey Awards. We're going to get those out and throw those out there for y'all. Start tallying up the votes, too, because a lot of people, the online voters, already started getting to it or whatever. So, remember, that's coming up next week. If that's going to be a big party, we're going to have my man GLC out of Chicago coming through. We're going to rap with him. We're going to have my man D-Lad drop off two or three new joints along with the new intro, because, like I said, it's going to be our year show, our year anniversary. We've been doing this for a year. Shout out to us and y'all for joining us. So, that's what we're going to do in the second half. So, we're pretty much going to talk about those Dopey Awards. Oh, and also, I got a little PSA I'm going to talk about. I don't want to get too serious, but it's a serious issue. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to talk about that in the second half, too. I'm probably going to get to that right on the heels of this song, depending upon whatever fan fit or whatever you pick and how vulgar it is. So, like I said, we're going to play a song right now. We're going to try to take this some kind of way. We're going to come back and keep this show rolling. It's your boy, Quarter the Great, the Fresh Air, the People's Flair. Get addicted.
This is Beast Production.
This is black superhero music right here, baby.
Effortlessly, gangsta, 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 effortl streets, I put my soul on the track. I put a hoe on the track. I put some blow on the track. That's why I'm doped in a bitch. You niggas figure out that. Kanye, king of his lane.
I think Lupe is better. Like the Carter 3 hard, but I think Triller was better. Soulja Boy is not Nas. Yeah, what the fuck was you thinking? Like I get what you saying, but not quite what you thinking. Like Ice-T is a legend, the godfather of rap. Put the T in the tech, put his bitch on the track. Say respect his opinion, little nigga, you whack. Yeah, I'm broken, I'm fat, but what they say after that?
Come check us out. So let's pick his brain. Bully Bogard, what's happening? Hey, what's up? That's Vannon. So, Will Bennis.
What's good with you, Joe?
Oh, shit, man. Slow motion to this show on Friday, man. I mean, I got this unsigned hype show. I'm finna tear that down. You know what I mean? So, shit, I'm just laying low till then. You know what I mean? Getting ready to release this next mixtape. You know what I mean? We've been off the trunk with it. You know, we done dumped a couple thou. You know what I mean? So, shit, nigga, just
hey,
what
up, that's what up, Joe. Hey, so you know you nominated for a Legal Dope Award, too, man.
That's what's happening, man. I appreciate that shit, man. You know, we out here on the West really with it, you know. It's just, I'm a baby of the West Side Connect gang, you know what I'm talking about?
You know, that's what up, man. Y'all nominated for Best Collab Boy of the Year. You were Aimer the Gamer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good love, family.
For that gangster joint. So, you know what I mean? Y'all definitely nominated. Like I said, we're going to touch on that in the next hour about all the nominees, you know what I mean, because the show next week.
That's 100, and like you said, you know what I mean. After the 10th, I'm really, you know, I'm trying to make my way there for that release party, man. I gotta be there.
Dig. Well, like I said, too, if you ain't heard, we get it in when we release albums. You know what I'm saying. So if you missed that one, you know what I'm saying. If you missed, put it on the scale to BMG Blackout. If you missed that, it's gonna be one in January. The staff is dropping his joint, so don't even trip.
I've been missing way too much shit, you feel me? So it's about time to, you know, really get out there and see what they do. You know, I got to come fuck with y'all, you know that. Shit, y'all was out here fucking with me. Yeah.
Hey, that was a good time, fam. Hey, man, hey, give me some shout-outs, man. Shout-out to my man, Aimer the Gamer. I'm going to start there, fam, but you finish it up, man.
Man, shout-out to my nigga Obi-Wan Kenobi, Obnoxious, you know, Freestyle Friday champion 5 times in a row. You dig? Shout out to Amu, you feel me? Land Shark Entertainment, you know what I mean? Fuck with the Extensive Tape Cast, too. Shout out to Mitchie Slick, Lil Fat Bat, you know what I mean? Shout out to Aimer the Gamer once again, you know what I mean? That's my goon. Shout out to my boy Peso, Brew, you know what I mean? Savio, you know what I mean? We out here doing it big, you know? I fuck with the essays, too, you know? So we out here, you know, lounging, man. Shout out to all my Chi-Town gangsters. Shout out to all them niggas keeping the motherfucking world rotating, man.
Hey, that's what up, man. Hey, 2 things real quick before we let you go, man. I'm going to let you do the honors, fam. I need you to, first of all, my old dude said holla at him, fam. He just shot me a text real quick, said holla at him.
Yeah, that.
Okay. Hey, check it out, fam. I need you to pick a number real quick under the Regis and Kelly Act. You know what I'm saying? Pick a number. That's going to be the next caller. So I'm going to pull a caller in. I'm going to ask him a question about this Ricky Rose shit, Joe. See if I can send him to go see Rick Ross.
Man, number 5 for the set, man. You know what I'm talking about? Number 5 for the set. Time to go.
Okay. There it is, man. 1950s, right?
All day long.
I'm going to holler at you, my dude.
Whoa.
Hey. And fuck your P.O.
Fuck my P.O. What's up? You know?
Shout out to my man, Bully Bogart, man. You know what it is, man. Hey, so call number 5, man. It's your lucky day, man. 818, you on the air. Give me a couple seconds, 818, my fault, man. Hey, so, yeah, fam, say, you lucky from the set, man. That's 1950s all day, man. So, yeah, you one of them, you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to try if we can't send you to see Ricky Rose. Hey, you did. Hey, 818, you on the air.
What up, Joe? Block Life on deck, man. BMG in the building, Joe.
We all we got. What's good, blood?
What's good, my niggas, man? Just checking in, man, you know. Man, I wish y'all could smell this, boy.
That's funny you say that.
Hey, shout out to Young Style, man. The inside of my rise, but that's like a powder of purple. Hey, man, y'all, let me get some of that purple on deck, man. Y'all got some of that?
Shit, hey, man. Not over the air, man. We don't want to get indicted.
Hey, man. Give me some of that purple stuff, man.
Hey, we just played that perp joint, man. Hey, come pick me up, man. I'll play it for you, man. I got it right here. Hey, check it out, man. If you pick a number real quick, man, trying to get his Rick Ross tickets away, man. Give me a number.
From what? What's the number? Between what and what?
Shit, infinity.
23,
man. Call the number 23, man. We're going to do it that way, man. Blood type 23, we're going to do 23. All right, Blood, we're going to holler at you, my dude.
BMG.
We all we got.
All right, so what we're going to do now, we're going to go to 23, trying to get rid of these tickets. Hey, big shout-out, fam. Big shout-out to everybody over there at Power Pusher ENT, you know what I'm saying, for getting addicted, for showing love, for giving us these tickets, you know what I'm saying, for getting, you know, for the show. I mean, that's all for the people. Everything's for the people. You do everything for the people. You get your hair cut for the people. Hey, real quick, 23, don't go nowhere. 532, that's you, too. So 532, just stay on the line real quick because I'm going to say something. Shout out to the 770 number. I'm going to pull in a minute because that's my man. I was thinking about dude, and I was going to call him from the show. I meant to say that earlier, actually. We were going to call out and check him out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Deuce Pop. So that's what up. Hey, let's do number 23, though, real quick, man. 532, you'll be on the air in about one more. Down one more. Down one. 532, about 5 seconds.
Okay.
532, you're on the air.
Hello.
What's going on?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
You are on Miss Hollywood. That's you again, huh?
Oh, I won the tickets. Yay! No, I'm just playing.
Nah. Hold on, Miss Hollywood. You know how we leave with dope boy. You know what I'm saying? You know it's not that easy.
I know.
All right, you ready?
I think I'm ready.
You got 10 seconds. Miss Hollywood.
Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Can I get a lifeline if I don't know the answer?
No lifeline.
You got 10 seconds. You can ask the person in the background. So if I was you, I would repeat the question as soon as I say it, okay?
Well, see, I ain't got nobody in the background, so damn. Okay, let's go.
All right. What you got to do, it's easy, though. What you got to do is, and the clock gonna start because Fan got his clock right in front of me. The clock gonna start as soon as I ask the question. You gotta name me all four Rick Ross albums. Go.
Oh damn, I don't know. And I love Rick Ross too. That's my husband, but I don't know the name of the albums. Hold on, can I Google it real quick?
No, cause you on 10 right now. That's it.
I hear you.
Oh no, damn.
Sorry.
Damn, Miss Hollywood. Be a good sport and pick another number for me.
But look, at least I tried.
You did.
You did.
Hey, the lines are shaking, too. Y'all want to go see Ricky Rose. Hey, hey, pick a number. Pick a number real quick, Miss Hollywood.
Number 10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Miss Hollywood, where I'll at you.
All right, fellas.
All right. Shout out to Miss Hollywood once again. She said number 10. So we're gonna take number 10. And caller lucky caller number 10 is the last four is 6882. 6882, you're on the air in now.
Yo, what up, Joe? It's your boy Dirty Red from Grind Time Entertainment. Shout out to Corey Keith.
Dirty Red, what up, boy?
Hello.
What's happening?
Hello. What up, Playboy?
What's good?
Shit, man. It's Dirty Red.
Grind Time ENT. We already heard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You already know, man. Shout out to you brothers, man. I'm checking in. It's my first time getting addicted. You feel me? I've been checking y'all out, though, lately. You know what I mean? Y'all doing it big for the Lake County boys. You know what I mean? Playing everybody underground tracks, Joe. We love that. That's love.
That's what's up. Hey, tell Jay, man, make sure we get some of that music, man.
Man, I just emailed Quarter a little bit, you know, a few tracks, you know what I'm saying? But, shit, got about 4 CDs, you know what I'm saying, ready to be put out. We just, you know, stockpiling, you know what I mean?
Okay, check this out.
Summer
man, you
2011.
You ready for the question? They go see Ricky Rose?
Famo, I'm going to pass on them questions. You get up to the next call. I'm already on stage, real talk. All
right, man, so this is what we need you to do then.
Whatever.
I was going to get to that, man. You sprung on me. You know what I'm saying? I was going to get to all of that, man, once we got done with the question, man.
I already know.
But it's cool, though, fam, because I'm gonna get in all of that. I got the song loaded up. You know what I'm saying? Keep Shining. Body Voice Jizzle, man. Grand Time MT. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the girl Monet, man. You know what time it is, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I need you to pick a number. You're going to be there.
Man. Yeah, go give it to number
one.
You're
gonna
be there.
You won't be there. So, the person that you pick, fam, gonna have an opportunity to see you. So you pick the number.
That's what's up, Joe. I'm going to go and get to number one.
Okay, lucky number one. That's what we're going to do then, man. So that's what it is, man. I'm going to get to your record a little later on, man. And you know what I'm saying? Let the people know about you and how we get it down, fam. But let me get to this Ricky Rose, man.
That's love,
man.
Y'all be cool.
All right,
good looking out,
baby.
Go.
Shout out to the boy, man, Jay Grantine and T. You know what I'm saying? Monet, man, she hot. We got something coming in the works real soon. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just, it's good music, good shit going on around here. So, number one.
Number one, your prefix is 672. 672. You are on the air in now. 2 seconds. One. You're on the air, 672.
Is that me?
That's you.
That is you.
Wow.
Who is this?
C-Baby.
C-Baby?
That is correct.
All right.
All right. You ready for the question?
Yeah.
10 seconds.
No, it's a different question every time. I got something different for her.
That's what's up.
You ready?
Yep.
You got 4 seconds. All right.
All right.
What kind of cars do Rick Ross collect?
Oh, wow. That's messed up.
That's time's up.
I don't need to know. That's fucked up, fellas.
How's that messed up? It's all fair.
No, it's not.
It's all fair, man.
Why I only got 4 seconds? That's crazy.
You can have 4 more. You ready? What kind of cars do Rick Ross collect?
I still would know. Don't laugh. I got tickets anyway.
Well, there you have it then, hater.
I still fuck the tickets.
So it's your turn. Pick a number.
2.
Okay.
Two it is.
Okay, second out there. Good looking out there. And I appreciate you. Caller number 2, your prefix is, okay, I tell you what, your suffix. You heard me?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, your suffix is 6351. Okay? So you're going to be on in a minute, all right? This is what we're going to do. 6351, stay on the line. We're going to play a song real quick, all right? Because what we do, we're a radio station. 6351, you next up when we come back for the Rick Ross sweepstakes. You feel what I'm saying? So some kind of way, like I said, I shoot mine. You know what I mean? But either way it go, get yourself addicted from now for the next, I don't know, 3.5 minutes. How you feel that?
Hey, so you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that record again. This is one of the opening acts for the Rick Ross concert in Milwaukee on the 16th. Grindtime ENT, the boy Jay Dizzle, you know what I'm saying? Keith Shannon, the hot track, man. They get it in real hard, fan for the town. Let County stand up, man. Get it in.
Finally. Yeah. You got ride with GT, you know what I'm talking about? It's your boy Dirty. Go ahead and show you how to do it from Lake County to the shot, man.
I'm a Keith Shannon, I'm a Keith Rollin'.
Keep rolling, this is how we do it when we
riding in the go.
From the hood, gripping wood grain, if that's just how players play. You know how we do it from the county to the sky, man.
I'ma keep shining, I'ma keep rolling. This is how we do it,
you know,
we riding in the go.
While I'm riding, right? You know how we do it from the county to the shop, man. I'm on the patty to slide, she looking good with it. That sexy outfit on model tight, hood with it. She knows she's good a player, and yeah, she cool with it. This chick ain't meant for you lames, this lady come see us. Stand up about 5'9", thick as a red bone. And got a body that's banging, yeah, she know what I'm on. She riding with me, smoking loud, drinking Julio. This lady feeling me, man, she love my players pro. Hood G, but she already know. She got a sexy lady swag, yeah, she killing you hoes. She keep her hair and nails done, stay fly from head to toe. She know she cold, that's probably what they hating her for. And she know I don't play no games. Yeah, I'm coming from the cloth, when I'm finished popping that corn, the panties come off. Player I'm cold with, there'll never be no one the same. I gotta get forward, nigga, y'all ain't fucking with me, man.
I'ma keep shining, I'ma keep rolling. That we do it when we ride in the go.
From the hood, gripping wood grain, if that's just how players play. You know how we do it from the county to the sky, man.
I'ma keep shining, I'ma keep rolling. This is how we do it when we ride in the go.
From the hood, gripping wood grain, if that's just how players play. You know how we do it from the county to the sky, man.
Yeah, 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 you back on the line, Zo, through Legal Dope, fourth quarter of the great.
Make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air, the people's player.
All right, Zo, so we got the Rick Ross sweepstakes. We calling it right now, going on. You know what I mean? We got the couple tickets to give away. Shout out to everybody over there, Pound Push ENT. Shout out to the boy Damo. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we got my man KJ on the line. KJ, what up, Joe?
Hey, what's happening, player?
What's good?
How y'all
good.
Feeling
tonight? Man, with my hands, baby. How you?
Shit, I'm living. That's all I can ask for. Shout out, Quarter Keys. Shit, Kickstand, Friday Night, Break Free. What's happening?
Come on with them tickets.
All right, man. You ready for the question?
Nah, make it an easy one.
All right, man. Who founded Rick Ross? And he was in a video. Who was that person? You got 5 seconds. Go.
Trick that. I don't know.
Fam, that was a Jeopardy-like guess, fam. You're right.
What?
Straight up, fam. Hey.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That was a Jeopardy-like last-minute hoorah at it, bro, and you're right, man. You won the tickets, though.
Cool. Let's do it.
Joseph, stay on the line, man. We're going to get your information. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get your information, man. We're going to get the tickets to you, all right?
That's what's up.
Shout out to the boy, KJ.
Hey, man. Hey, Friday night, too. If you don't know, man, that was P right there, man. That was P right there, fam. He said, what's going on with you, man? My man, staff the walking autograph ain't happy with that. Sound like he hating. But whatever, man. And we're going to take another caller, man, just to see what's going on, man. Check the post of the Legal Dope Fiends, man. Straight up. See what's going down. Yeah, let's do that, man. That's young staff, man. Let's talk to him, man. Young staff, you on the air?
What's going on, man? I was hating, Joe. Straight on up. Oh, did that. No,
hey,
I'm
man,
out here. I'm chilling out and shit.
Hey,
I watch Family Guy.
Hey, listen, even if you would have got through, fam, you would have said Maybach. She was wrong.
No, because I'm on Google right now, and I had this on standby. I knew I was going to get it right. You know? I was like, with Leonard Roberts the second, January 28th, 1976, nigga.
Nigga, when you got a motherfucking bio. Shout out to young staff, man. Straight up.
Hey, staff. You gone?
How you gone? Okay. Well, shout out to staff, man.
What's up, man? What's up, man? If you might call staff, tell them call back in. Hey, so,
yeah, let's holler at Miss Kane. Let's take her pulse, too. Miss Payne, Miss Payne. Miss Kane, give us a couple of seconds. You're on.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Miss Kane?
I'm sick tonight.
Yeah.
Oh,
you sound like Young Jeezy.
Shut up. That's how you do me, okay?
Yeah.
Give me some gunshots with that. I'm sorry, y'all. You know I'm getting addicted. I'm sick, all that.
That's what up, man. Go get yourself some tea, man. Put some honey in it. Put two cough drops in the bottom. Shot of brandy. You know, gotta fix everything right on up.
Good night, y'all.
Bye. Hey, man, shout out to, remember you was the doctor that one night on Legal Love?
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Kickstand. He was calling me the other day, man, all mad and shit, man, because there wasn't no love, man.
Hey, man, but I've been thinking lately. I've been thinking about starting to, I was going to share this with y'all. Excuse me. I've been thinking about having more than one show in a week.
Trying I hear that. Damn, $140 million pitch of baseball.
That's crazy, man.
Straight.
I'm going to do it. I don't quite know, man. But I'm going to do it, though. But it might be, it's going to be something different. Whatever it is, it's going to be something different. I wanted to get into something earlier today for the people out in North Carolina that are listening on December 23rd. Actually, I'm going to tell you how I got. I went down, man. I was networking, and this guy hit me up, man, and he was telling me about a movie that they did called Heat. The name of the production company is First Time Films.
Shout out to First Time Films.
Shout out to First Time Films. It's at Club Royal. I want to say in Princeville, North Carolina. Well, wherever it is, it's the oldest black town in America. So Google it. And from what I understand, it's supposed to be a great film. So. Wish I was there to check it out. But for the people out in North Carolina, like I say, December 23rd, man, go out and check that out. The movie is called Heat. If I'm not mistaken, I think it starts at 7. But like I say, you can Google it. It's Googleable.
It's out of crunch. Jinx, you can't talk to me, says your name. Quarter to great. Hey, check it out.
Hey,
check this out, man. Big shout out to Deuce Pop, man. Hey, we're going to play the staff joint over the Alicia Keys track if I can find it. It's been hidden. You know what I mean? If Quarter can find it and he pushed the button, we're going to get to that next. You know what I mean? But I'm going to give you the, I'm going to give you right now. Did I give them the people in the category for Sportsman of the Year?
No, you didn't.
I don't think I did. Okay, we're going to get into the legal dopeies before we get the show rolling, like I said. Category for Sportsman of the Year for the Legal Dopeies, Legal Dope Awards, coming next week is going to be Quincy Miller, Deuce Bello, and Lindsey Smith Jr., repping Ohio State down there out of Zion. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Lindsey.
Those are people in the category. And shout out to Deuce Bello. Those are people in the category for, I'm sorry, and Mike Turner. My fault, I'm looking off. And Mike Turner, those four. Quincy Miller, Lindsey Smith Jr., Deuce Bello, and Mike Turner, who tore him up last week. Tampa Bay, I believe, last week. He got it in last week.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike Turner, too. So they're in the category for Sportsman of the Year, as far as that goes, for the legal doping. You dig. That's next week. So I'm going to get a couple more categories, too, as soon as on the other side of this staff joint, because my man want to hear that real badly. You know what I mean? Deuce Pop, it's been a while since I hollered at him, so we're going to do that for him. This is also the winner for the Legal Dopey for Mixtape Song of the Year, only because ain't no more out there. Get addicted.
Yeah.
can't think of shit. I don't know what to say to my first motherfucker. Shout out to Newport for making shorts in the box. Shout out Backwoods. I'm y'all spokesperson. Money I make it, gotta get it off. Entertainment, gotta get it off. All y'all basic and my weed tastes like fruit from Jamaica. Higher, closer to my dreams, I'm racing. If shit ain't going right, then I'm pacing. I'm so impatient, like I've been waiting. And I hate to wait, that's why I just take it. I'm a strong on the game, it's just a misdemeanor. And life's a bitch, tell me if you seen her. So I can put her where she needs to be with me. And she gon' put me where I need to be. I'm ready, I can't wait, been waiting for a while. Got my life in order by fucking with a job. Got my credit straight by fucking with a broad. Now I'm about to get it all, money, hoes, and cars. Ain't no stopping me, no switch to turn off. My swag, I'm bad, Mike Jack, y'all. Stuck up in the hood, doing nothing at all. Stand in the lake, I'm on planes flying far. Damn, I'm a beast, y'all just house dogs. Damn, I'm street, y'all just in the yard. Stuck up in the county, y'all still going to bars. While I'm stuck up in Houston, cause the plane too full. Sitting out thinking, damn, this bull. Bush International, what the fuck is good? Feeling like a superstar, still is no trust. And I left my hoodie, I bet somebody picked it up. Well, check the left pockets, I left a couple bucks. Tell Tammy in the terminal, staff said, what up? Manny at the bar, the last round on us. And I gotta get it all, or I ain't gonna get nothing. Back up in the town, shit ain't really changed. Still fuck with Block, I still know Dre. Still deal with Kiana, I still speak to Tay. Still fuck with West and I still talk to H. Ain't shit gon' change about me, I'm real. I'ma keep talking the land, I still chill with Will. Ain't shit gon' change about them, they real. I didn't mention Rod, I forgot to mention Trill. But ain't nothing personal, my niggas, I'ma steal. Make a bunch more Brayo for y'all to feel. Roll a bunch more Kush Woods for y'all to hear. And bang a bunch of other nigga bitches from the rear. Fuck it. Fucking Needy Land, I quit. Pass out to Tammy in the terminal, I see you.
Shout out to Corey P, man. He a legend. Hey, that right there was staffed by popular demand over Alicia Keys' track, Mixtape Song of the Year, man. Your Legal Dope winner. Corey just stepped on my shoe. Hey, also, too, shout out to Deuce Pop. Like I say, man, I ain't hollered at my mans in a while, and he called in. That was kind of wild. So I'm going to take this time to make my PSA on that note, you know what I mean, for a couple of obvious reasons. You know what I'm saying? My PSA today, within, you know, with the recent death of former presidential candidate, John Kerry, his wife died of cancer. You know, I guess she's been battling it since 2004. And I guess finally took over her liver, you know what I mean? And cancer actually claims a life every minute of every day. Yeah. Cancer claims a life every minute of every day. So, you know what I mean? I know it's affected a lot of people. A lot of the dope fiends have affected me more than one way. You know, grandfather, you know, I got a maca, you know. All kind of people, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, several people, you know what I mean? I don't have to start naming folks, but, you know, cancer was serious, you know what I mean? And I can't say, you know, go donate your money to cancer research and all kind of old shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Although it is Jimmy V week, that's ironic. But like I say, I can't say go donate your money or whatever. I don't even know how to go about doing that myself, you know what I'm saying? I just opening people's eyes because it's Legal Talk Radio when I do that, you know what I mean, because it's serious. And like I said, I'm going to go back for you, that's the actual stat. That's the actual stat. Cancer claims a life every minute of every day.
Every minute of every day in America.
Fact. So.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen what my main man was talking about it, man. Man, you know what, man, you are very... You're pretty sharp, man. Hey, you know, we call fresh air. Have you ever seen Juice? Samuel L. Jackson, Juice. That's kind of who fresh air is for us. Like, you know, I heard you got that DJ comp. Lil Wayne gonna be the biggest rapper ever. He said this shit like 10 years ago. Right?
You know, stuff like that. But just, you know, just on the lighter side, man. I did get a chance to talk to GLC, so he's on for next week. So y'all get addicted on that. And
I hear the clicking.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Fresh over here shaking the rockers. Tripped out to see the shit.
Hey, so it's crazy, fam. Like, real quick, you know, I got to cut you off, man. Shout out to GLC, man. And I got a hot new joint. I didn't let you hear it yet. I got a hot shout out to Freddie Free Game, and I got a hot new joint. I was making the transition. You know what I mean? And I was talking about the cancer because, like I said, it's real serious, you know. I'm sure everybody heard about Aretha Franklin going into the surgery she had the other day when everybody was trying to say it was going to be gastric bypass and she was going in and had a surgery trying to make herself look a little better. I guess it turns out that surgery was, I guess, induced by the cancer she has now. She has pancreatic cancer as well. So I don't know if you heard about it or whatever. Like I said, Legal Dope is the platform for all things silly, serious, real music, everything, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop, we are everything, you know what I'm saying? So I'm passing this on to you because I got it, you know what I'm saying? Even if it is a rumor, because I was quoted, you know what I mean? They're saying Beyonce was pregnant. You know what I'm saying? But I was just passing on what I heard, but I'm serious shit, though. Aretha Franklin has pancreatic cancer, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how far along it is. I don't know, you know, where to go with the fighter. I don't know what that's going to be, you know what I'm saying? But that's real serious, like I said, so. You know, everybody going to, you know, fall back and think about what's going on, you know, shoot your prayers back with whatever you have, you know what I'm saying? Leave it dope. Get addicted. Joe.
Joe.
Shout out to SP, New Grounds, man. City, what up, Joe's?
Big shout out to SP, man. Hey, I'm waiting on them records, SP, man. You say you're working on something right now, and it's crazy.
Okay, so, too, before we get to the song, because, you know, it is a radio show, and we do play music, you know what I mean? I'm going to get to another category, too. Best collabo for the Dopeys. There's a couple of people, too, with, like, too many names in this category, you know what I mean? But we got Fatal 4 featuring Young Buck, you know what I mean? That's a hot collab. So we're going to get to that a bunch, you know what I mean? We got Mingo Baby and Young JR, also nominated in the collabo category. We got Quarter the Great and Should. With that one joint that I can't think of the name of it.
Stay a while on iTunes right now, 99 cent, man. Go get that.
Also, we got Rockstar, the Birdie Boys. We got Rockstar, the Birdie Boys, and D-Lad, SQ, and
Quarter
the Great. And also, Boomax on that joint. And also, last but not least, we got Block Life featuring Fresh Air. And Quarter to Great.
Hey.
I say that every time. Hey, so check it out, man. That's the nominations for Collabo. You know what I mean? It's a hot, hot category. It's going to be spicy. You dig what I'm saying? So shout out to, I'll tell you what. Like, got Sugar on the air. Check that out, man. Let's take Sugar's call, brother. Call him 44. We'll take Suge's call. So we got Suge on the air right now. We're going to get to him in a minute before we finish reading off the categories. We also got Dope Fiend of the Year, you know. Shout out to Miss Kane. She's definitely in the category. Miss Kane's, you know, she's a nominee for the category. DB, we got Man Toy from Kino. We got, man, Get Addicted, Quee Quee. Man, we got a bunch of people, man. Shout out to all of those, Joe. We got, that's too many people to name, for real. So you know what that is. Suge, you're on the air. Michael Keon, you on there? Okay. All right, well, shout out to Michael Keon. Like I said, he's definitely nominated for Legal Dopey. I tell you what, too, man. We got Currency Cartel nominated for a Dopey in several categories, you know what I mean? We got Quarter Key, we played it earlier. We got Gangsta nominated for a Dopey. That's definitely nominated because that was big. We got Bigger Than Love nominated for Album of the Year. We got And I Don't Even Rap nominated for Album of the Year. We got 100% Pure nominated. We have, it was a couple more, man, nominated for Album of the Year. Can't remember. Oh, Bun B, believe it or not. Yeah, Bun B was nominated for Album of the Year. So
So, yeah, Legal Dopey's next week. That's a huge, huge party. And like I said, I rushed through those last nominees because I wanted to talk, you know, beforehand, get into a six-minute frenzy of funk or whatever the fuck you be going through. You know what I'm saying? Next week, man, the Legal Dopey's. We got that coming up next week. And that's also, like I said, I can't say it enough, the one-year anniversary of us selling Legal Dope and y'all buying the shit. You know, that's big, man, straight up. So, like I said, we're getting back to that time where, you know, people sit around in their cars with their engines running, with their heat on, and, you know, smoke what they smoking and drink what they drinking. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, you know, it's crazy around here, man. So, like I said, it's going to be a big party, man. We got GLC coming up, like Fam Touchstone, next week. We got two, three new joints by him. We're going to talk and see where his head at. A lot of people might not know who he is. So we're going to get y'all addicted and let y'all know that. Figure that out. He used to fuck with Kanye and Louis Vuitton Don when it all first kicked off for him. Feel me? So, you know what we do, man. We're huge around here. Huge. I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. It's your boy, Cordy the Great, nigga. Hey, man, it's kind of, you know, number one station in Lake County, man. That's how we get down. You know, trying to get you all addicted. And, you know, to the new listeners, we hope you're enjoying yourselves. To the Legal Dope listeners that are Legal Dope listeners, you know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoying yourselves as well. Fresh Air of the People's Player.
Just drink some water.
Listen, baby, rap like this.
Need some water probably because it's cup empty. Hey, check it out, man. Shout out to Pound Push ENT. My man Damo dropping them tickets off. Me bought my sorority for having a. My fault, y'all.
That was the one that, yeah.
My fault. We also have a Legal Dope category. For name of the year, ladies. Name of the year, ladies and gentlemen. Hey.
And this dude threw all the papers up in the air.
Hey, man, check it out, man. Fresh Air the People's Player, Meatball Mozzarella. Who else we have, man? Amber the Gamer, you know what I mean? It's real out here. You feel what I'm saying? Name of the year is going down, man. Hey, my man, Jizzy, be getting addicted from the gig. Won the Rick Ross tickets.
He was at work, and he won the Rick Ross tickets. Children.
Hide the kids, hide the wife. Hey, that dude, man, be getting addicted, man, at the gig, Joe. He done won some tickets, fam, in a real Final Jeopardy type guest at the last minute on the whim.
We had, like, what, three or four people to try. They got knocked down.
Yeah, and it was all up to them. Straight up. Hey, and every time the other person heard the other person's question, they was like, oh, hell yeah. They don't know his full album. I can't wait for my turn.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, so I know the full album. No, that's not your question.
Right, that was hot. So, you know. But it's Legal Dope, baby. You know. Hey, man, shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers, man. Shout out to the Boston Celtics.
All right, so I tell you what, man. Let's Suge, we're gonna get to you one more time. If we already hollered at you, it's part, you know, Miss Hollywood. I don't know if you want to get back in or whatever. I don't know if you got a somebody trying to pub or whatever. If so, push one twice so I can know. I mean, nod your head up and down. If not, then just push one time so you can kill the confusion. You feel me? I'm gonna get back to my man Jizzy. Make sure we got him on lock, fam. Let's pull JJ back in real quick. Make sure we got all this information taken care of so we can pull him on. Give him his tickets to the dig. I guess so, yeah. I can't remember. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it right there, y'all. So, man, I can't believe that boy signed for $140 million, man. Yankees don't let him get better, man. Hey, Jizzy, you are on the air in about 2 seconds. Jizzy, you on the air?
What's happening?
All right, fam. So,
Hold on. Shout out to the first three people that missed them questions. Good looking. Show appreciate it.
Hey,
Straight up. I know that's right, man. Hey, so check this out real quick, man. I got your info. I'm just going to make sure I get in tune with you, man. I'll call you sooner than later. You can call me when you finish getting yourself addicted at the workplace. You know
okay.
what I mean? And we can go from there with it.
Okay. What day is the concert?
December 16th.
Cool. You heard that?
Sure. Yeah.
That's okay. Sure. So there it is there,
well,
man. I'll make sure I get back in tune with you and give you your tickets, all right?
For sure. Well, for sure. Fresh air. Quarter, y'all doing a good job, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I'll let y'all in a hot minute.
Appreciate you, Joe.
Sure.
All right, man. I'll take a couple more callers, man, too. See what's going on, man. I'll take Deuce Pop call. That's always interesting. Yeah. He disappeared right when I said his name. Let's take this 676. You're going to be on the air in about 5 seconds. 676, you on the air.
What's up, my dude? Hit me up.
What's good?
Shit. Yeah, y'all down here blowing it up. I'm letting new music come through. I'm listening to you, my boy. You know I'm supporting you.
That's what up, man. Yeah. Shout out to my man, BJ, man. You walked right out, man, Zo. Everybody brought their best plant to the spot, man. We got it in, Zo. You missed out.
Yeah, I was trying to. You know what I was into.
Hey, man, shout out to you, man. I appreciate you getting addicted, brother.
Hey, you know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Put motherfuckers on, put me online, you know what I'm saying, with other people that and put y'all down, so you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there, so make sure y'all get heard.
That's what it is, man. So keep spreading that word, man. Like you said, we're 11,000 strong, man. We've been doing this shit for a calendar year, bro. Come next week, trying to get 22,000, man, or better, man. We can't do nothing but get better, Joe, straight up.
Worldwide is the plan.
Good looking out, man. I appreciate you, man. I'll holler at you, fam.
I know I do. Good looking. Keep it moving.
Hey, man, shout out to my man, BJ, man. That's what it is there, Zo.
Worldwide is the plan. You heard the man. Worldwide. That is the plan.
All right, man, so Ricky Rose, man. Shout out to my man, Zizay. He in the building, man. He won those tickets, man. Oh, another hip-hop note, man, real quick, man. You know we got a revolving door theme going on with the prison game. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch it, man. They're taking care of hip-hop right now. You know what I'm saying? First with Lil Wayne and T.I. playing tag team, you feel me? Now we got my man, and I hate to wish this on fam, I hope he gets out of his issue, but Dougie Fresh is up against it right now. Because as we lose, damn, for real? Damn. As we lose Wesley Snipes, Dougie Fresh is $2 million in tax debt, man.
Wow.
So like I said, I hope he take care of that, man, fix his issue, you know. Shout out to hip hop, man.
It's a lot of cake.
Yeah. Hey, so Miss Hollywood, man, like I said, I'll make sure I get in tune with you because I need to make sure we can, I'm going to try to see if we can try to fix that issue. Not even fix that issue, just make it bigger because I know you're in a position to put the word in or whatever. At least talk about it. So we'll see what's going on with that. And I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody that called in today. Friday night, welcome back to the show. You was MIA last week. I don't know, man. Quarter grade, what you got, man?
Hey, man, not much, man. Just getting people addicted. Oh, Flanagan, shake it right now. Everybody go. Motherfucker, shake it. DJ Go on the ones and twos. They got drink specials. So, you know, go ahead up there, check that out, man. Tell them we sent you. You know what I'm saying?
That's probably not going to get you an extra, but just tell them we sent you. Hey, Legal Dope Awards next week, GLC, new D-Lab music, new intro, 1 year long.
Woo!
Legal Dope Boys, pleasure.
Girl, man, what they could be, Nominee for collaboration of the year for your dopeies. That was Block Life, Quarter the Great, featuring yours truly, Your Freshness. Hey, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this.
Big Snoop Dogg. Can you be my doctor? Can you fix me up?
Yeah.
Can you wipe me down?
Yeah.
So I can lick you up, make you give it up to yourself.
Shout out to my uncle, man. Hey, that's my uncle Snoop Dogg right there, man. Hey, I'd be remiss in my duties, man, as a dope dealer, legal dope that is, man, if I didn't say shout out to B, also a nominee for your dope queen of the year. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? She's been getting in just as long and strong as the rest of us. So shout out to B, you know what I mean? It's been a while, so that's what's happening. You know, so we're still here, man. My Uncle Snoopy got a new joint. You freaking out. We still here. We freaking out.
Y'all been with us a long time, man. It really is a long time. We talk to each other 3 to 4 times a month.
I mean, that's funny now that you say that, man. Think about it. Everybody that's still hanging out with us. This right here is officially the wet spot, you know, for all those that don't know. And I forgot to thank my online listener tonight, too. But for all those who was online, they're gone because their show cuts off at 11 o'clock, and ours will probably be over soon. But they cut us off. They cut them off at 11, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. So I'm looking at this craziness going on the screen. Hey, man, so, yeah, a year. That's what we was talking about. A year, man, for getting addicted, man. It's a long time, and I appreciate y'all for holding on. Make sure y'all are here with us next week. It's going to be a big party, man. We're going to have zoom, 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 wham, wham, like my man say, man. We're going to have air horns and motherfucking, man, party hats, a cake. It's going to be a gallon event, man. We're going to be dressed to impress. It's going to be tuxedos, man, official tissue.
I'm going to have on the Fat Boy Swag Edition. Official tissue, Fat Boy Swag Edition, Quarter to Great. Shout out to my boy, Soup. And, Fisher tissue. I'm gonna be fresh. Yeah. And just so y'all know, I'm one of the designers for Fatboy Swag Edition for Fisher tissue. So of course I'm the Fatboy Swagger, so of course I'm a designer, right? So I am. And it's gonna be hot. Get addicted.
End of it.
That's how I went off. He didn't push no end button or nothing. And shit just went off like that. Hey, man, try not to get me started. Got black. Hey.
Fuck him out of here, man. Hey, man, leave with those boys, man. Court the great, your freshness, man. You know what it is. After our party, we getting it in. I got my coat on, but we still getting it in. Hey, man, legal dope, real talk, man, real quick before we get up out of here, man. Shout out to KJ, man, for winning the Rick Ross joint, man. Rick Ross next week. Go check the situation out, man. It's going to be a gallon event, real talk, man. Legal dope boys next week, 1 year anniversary party, not even show party. It's going to be a fucking party. We're going to have special guests, like we say, man. GLC going to slide through, my man D-Lab. We're going to have some of the old guests, man. My man Chicago Larry, I'm sure, ain't going to mind stopping through. We're going to get him through, man. Some of the old guests, man. We're going to have new ones, man. We're going to foresight. We're going to look into the future, see what next year holds. We're going to have an award show. It's going to be a good time next week. Make sure y'all get in the building, 9 o'clock p.m. You know it's time Legal Dope Radio begin. Straight up. So, hey, we out of here, man. Shout out to my man Twanda Dunn. What's good, boy? Shout out to B. I ain't hollered at you in a while. What's goody good, Miss Kane? What's good? Get well. Yeah, that's it right there, fam. Come on, man. Look at it. And, that's crazy. I'm going to say this boy number on the air. Yeah, shout out to y'all, man. We out, man. Legal Dope Boy. We on a 6-day break. You know what it is. Yeah. 60. Huh? 60. 60 what?
60.
Nah. Yeah. I'll get to you in a minute, man. All right, man. Hey, we out of here, man. Real talk. It's been a blast.